What's new, Nate?
Duck season is new, Travis.
Duck season is new.
It's very new.
It's old.
No, by the time this recording airs,
it'd be
duck
over.
Season
the
is
first
over.
Split is over. But we have been doing a little bit of duck hunting this past Thanksgiving week.
You've been doing some duck shooting, as they say.
Yeah, I pretty much have killed every duck that has been in your boat for the last 4 days. I think.
I think some people would disagree with that.
Well,
several folks would disagree with that.
They're not here right this second.
Also. Well, before we get into a duck season's recap, what's new with you, Emily?
I would like to thank all of the listeners of the show on the Facebook who have tagged us or not tagged us in their stuffle makings.
Yes.
So
it seemed like it was directed at Jessica Anderson, who did not tag us in her stuffle making.
Well, I'm not hating on her. I think it was just beautiful what she made. Like, the stuffles came out so beautiful.
Like, yeah, like
everyone has turned around on stuffles, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, I'm into it.
And there's
like,
a lot of variation on it. You have like the open face concept sandwich stuffle or the double stuffle with like cheese in the middle that got melted in the waffle iron.
Oh
my gosh. Oh. It was gorgeous.
So, okay. But question, how big is Stacey Widom's Walmart or waffle maker?
It
looked like it was like
inches.
Half an inch around.
No.
It was
a 6
so
inch diameter.
Tiny.
And it's like hamburger bun sized.
Yeah.
Right. Oh.
It's perfect.
Okay. Biscuit size.
Yeah.
Cause I asked her that same question and she put the link to it on Amazon.
Nice.
And it was like a 5.5-6 inch diameter. I'm not going to try to
stuffle maker.
Nice.
It's a stuffle
yep.
maker is
yep.
what it is. It's not a waffle maker. It's a stuffle maker.
Yeah. Just search stuffle maker.
Are you thrilled about this?
I just think it's cool that we talked about a thing and like all of you tried it. That's crazy to
yeah.
me.
Rest in peace. Yeah, the stuffles have taken over.
What episode did we talk about that on? Was it 110 or 111?
I have no idea. At
remember.
This point, they've all run together.
Anyways, if you're new to the show, I'm Emily. And we talked about stuffles, which was taking stuffing from Thanksgiving and putting it in a waffle maker and pressing it closed. And then you get a stuffle.
And then you can make a sandwich out of it.
Yeah.
And what's new with me is...
Oh, hey, what's new with you, Travis?
Matt and Kaylee are in studio. They are along for the ride today.
Yes, sir.
Kaylee doesn't have the mic right now. Matt does. But what I was going to say is, did you see that Trey Knight, friend of the show Trey Knight, made a crawfish cornbread stuffing?
Yes.
And posted the recipe on our Facebook?
What?
We're going to put that on our blog, right?
Oh, for sure.
Because it's not too late for stuffing. You can make it for Christmas dinner.
There you go.
Yes.
And it's crawfish cornbread stuffing. Why would you not make it for Tuesday?
Yeah.
Like, just in general.
Can I just say that I love the Facebook page?
Do you?
Yeah. Like,
group,
I love
the Facebook group.
The group.
Yeah. The group. I just love the community of it all. Like, it's people I've never met before, but I feel like we all know each other. It's just really fun.
True or false? You did meet some of the listeners of the show at a local brewery recently.
I did. We hung out all night long.
Did you party all night?
Yeah, I got home at like 1 a.m.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Listeners, please don't keep Kaylee out that late.
Yeah.
She doesn't do well with lack of sleep. So we have to, this is going to be our gift guide episode. We do this every year. We always do it too late, which I'm sure we're doing it too late this time too, but whatever. It's best effort.
I feel like the first week of December is really good for us, honestly.
Do you?
With Amazon, I mean, what's too late?
Yeah,
true.
You guys have tons of time
That's
to
true.
Shop. However, before we get into that, we do have to do a brief recap of duck season, what we've experienced. So we're recording this on Saturday. Season ends tomorrow. Had my first shutout today. Sorry, Tyler. Tyler Dorgello. I'm not sure I'm saying that right. Him and his dad. His dad's never killed a duck, and he has still never killed a duck. So through no fault of his own.
Yeah,
like, normally, I would be throwing shade, like if there were missed shots and whatnot.
Right.
That was not the case today. We sat out there and enjoyed each other's company and sweated to death.
Mm.
But every other hunt was amazing.
I don't know if they were all amazing, but they were all successful in the duck. We put ducks on the water every day that we hunted so far. So that was really good. And they are amazing from the standpoint of we had great conversation. We had some good food. We had some good coffee. If I didn't spill it, I bought a thermos that leaks. Spoiler alert, that might be fixed in the what I want for Christmas.
Good gift guy.
I almost drowned.
Right.
Which we talked about on the Instagram video that we did.
We
or
did.
The Facebook video, whatever we did. Matt, you were there to witness that.
I was. It was pretty entertaining.
It was glorious, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You didn't realize I was that agile.
No, honestly, it was the most acrobatic I've ever seen Travis in my entire life. His foot was above his head while another foot was in the water. It was incredible.
I have started telling people as part of my routine and in guiding everyone that's in the boat. I'm like, well, I'm not getting out of the boat today. I'm just not doing it. And then I'm going to say, Emily would get mad at me if I get out of the boat here. Don't tell her. And then I get out of the boat and I do some sort of shenanigan, like almost die and drown and stuff like that.
I ain't mad. I'm used to you now.
You're used to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't wear my waders one day. I wore jeans because my waders were so wet from filling them up with water that day. And
then you walked like 600 yards in the water.
In jeans.
Yeah,
in
jeans.
That was awesome and chilly.
Uh-huh.
A little bit. Although it wasn't terrible. I might try that again.
I mean.
But I would bring a belt for the jeans because they get heavy as they get wet.
Yes.
It was almost awkward.
Yeah.
We got to hunt with official taxidermist of the show, Landon Blankenship, and his lovely wife, Michelle.
Yep.
And put them on a model duck beatdown.
We had model ducks almost land on our head.
Dang.
Like
they look like they roosted in the motor.
Yeah. Like all of a sudden I hear something and I look up and there's a model duck about 5 feet from my face trying to land
in
the
boat. I'm just glad you guys didn't shoot them.
That close.
Right. Because
there wouldn't be any duck left.
They would not be wall worthy. Unless you did headshots only like I do.
Yeah. Like me too. I did do a headshot on a model duck.
The other update that I should give you today is while I was out with Tyler and his dad, I laid my phone on the gun case portion of the boat and lifted the hatch up.
Oh, smart.
And then I went to check Facebook, as one does in the duck blind pre-shooting hours. I could not find my phone to check it.
Uh-huh.
And it was safely ensconced on the bottom of the lake.
You got it back though, I see.
I did. I had Tyler call me a couple times and didn't see it lighting up or ringing or anything. So I was like, well, the only explanation is it's on the bottom of the lake. So I got out at 6 o'clock this morning in a big hole that I have been known to hunt and got down in there and literally put my hand down twice. The second place I touched it was my phone. Pulled it out, dried it off, and been making phone calls.
It works.
So we are in business.
Thank you, Lord.
And yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Big time, because that would have sucked. So had a blowout, had the jack has broken on my boat. It's just been a lot of shenanigans, but a good hunting week.
Yeah.
For some tough weather.
Yes.
That's what I
warm,
would say. Stale birds.
Yeah. Not enough wind to keep birds moving.
Yeah. Like you don't want hot, calm, clear.
Right.
And we've had a lot of that.
A lot of that. Yeah. But no, we've had a good week. I mean, honestly, with some pretty good hunts.
How are you holding up? Has the latter half of duck hunting week been good for you or bad for you? You slept in on Thanksgiving.
I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm okay. I have not had the energy to duck hunt, which sucks because my work is trying to eat my lunch. And when Travis is working, I'm holding down the fort here. So
'tis the season.
'Tis the season for Gilmer to slowly die.
And sadly, Gilmer missed, and we don't want to spoil a part of our gift guide, but sadly Gilmer missed the Krispy Kreme versus Honey Bun.
She did.
Now, we did a video on this, but I do feel like not everyone sees the videos because not everyone's on Facebook. So, real quick recap. In honor of Josh Raggio, I fried some bacon out in the blind on my griddle and left the bacon grease on there, took Honey Buns, fried them in the bacon grease, took Krispy Kreme donuts per one of our listeners' request. He said, you got to try the Krispy Kremes. Did Krispy Kreme donuts, and we did a taste test, and so, weigh in any thoughts you have there.
Yeah, the Krispy Kremes were good.
Yes, they were very good.
There's nothing wrong with eating
a
fried
Krispy
Kreme donut.
That's probably the only way I'll eat Krispy Kreme from now on, because it kind of ruined me on other
versions. Either that
versions.
Or like straight off of the fry
belt.
Oil river.
Yeah.
Hot and fresh.
Yeah, in the icing waterfall. So
that's kind of magical.
I know.
Well, have
like,
you ever watched?
Sounded like Elf going through the candy cane forest. Like,
Jonathan Brown, listener, friend of the show, Jonathan Brown was the gentleman that suggested this whole contest. So I just wanted to give him credit.
Yeah. So we had the Krispy Kremes. They're good.
Yep, they're good.
But then we had the Honey Buns,
and there's just no comparison.
It's just,
people,
it's just not even close. It's on another level.
It's like a chemical reaction happens when you cook the Honey Bun.
Yeah.
Yep.
It turns into like this gooey, melt in your mouth thing in the middle.
It basically liquefies like the outer ring of the honey bun, and the middle stays like warm and like a little bit cakey. Oh, it's so good.
And then you get that little bit of a crisp from the caramelization of the sugar on the outside. So you get a little bit of crunch and then it melts and that's it.
Dang.
That's all you got to do.
I'm really sad. I miss that.
If you're not doing fried honey buns in the duck blind, what are you even duck hunting, bro?
Right. Do you even modeled, bro.
Should we do Do You Even Honey Bun, Bro?
Do You Even Honey
Bun, Bro? Do You Even Honey Bun, Bro? I could see that on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Might have some trademark issues, but.
Oh, my God. Speaking of Do You Even Model, Bro.
Oh.
D-Wood Nasty. Not all heroes wear capes. D-Wood Nasty has been keeping me in Do You Even Model, Bros. So we have David Michelle from Duck South posted, is this a Mallard Black Duck mix or a transgender Mallard?
It is 2019.
So. Pretty clearly a hybrid duck because it has the double white bars. So David Michelle,
do you even model, bro?
That's
sorry.
The first one of the year. Emily was drinking a beer and slid, I mean, ate
water.
Water and slipped right past her. I had one more, but I seem to have misplaced it in my show notes. So, but thank you for sending those along to us.
Yep.
D-Wood Nasty, particularly since he's the only one that's been doing it. I'm looking at you, but I'm looking at all the other listeners that are not sending us Do You Even Model Bro posts.
That was weird.
That was weird. Okay. It's time for the 2019 Cast and Blast Florida gift guide. What I Want for Christmas 2019.
For the Cure.
Titled by Florida Sportsman.
Oh, hold on. We have to pay bills.
So if you're like Travis and you end up slowly drowning during a duck hunt while your friends are laughing at you because you've fallen off the side, you might want to look at some life insurance.
Is insurance a bad gift? Like, could Hallett insurance be like something that you want for Christmas?
If you're married to a duck hunter, it's absolutely not a bad gift. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
It actually would be a good gift because you could set it up and pay the premiums, and that would be a cool gift, actually. Duck boat insurance. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Just don't buy it for your wife, guys.
Yeah.
Why would you not buy it for your wife? Like, nothing says I love you like a duck boat insurance policy.
Double the L's.
She's just looking to get out of that. She's just looking to dump. Can you please do the song correctly?
Yes.
The song is the most requested part of the show on a recurring basis, and our other advertisers have reached out to us, and I almost think we should farm Emily out as a jingle writer.
Let's do it.
I wrote a jingle for the other people, too.
I know. It's coming. It's coming in January.
All right. Hallett Insurance. How can they contact Fletcher Hallett?
F. Hallett, F-H-A-L-L-E-T-T, at HallettInns.com, and you can call or text. How cool is it that you can text?
That's baller. Millennials are loving that.
I know that it's 2019 and everyone texts anyway. But if you wanted to get the ball rolling on, hey, I've got questions about insurance, you can text him 904-315-5812.
Double the L's and double the T's, Hallett, for all your insurance needs.
I love the dancing that just took place around the table.
I had to cover my eyes.
With a yeah, like, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to try again?
No.
I think we're good.
Okay. So now it is time for our Christmas. Well, we already did that. I already told you what this was called. I don't remember what I told you, but it's time for that thing.
It's time for the gift guide.
So, Nate, without further ado, we're not doing this draft style, but kind of maybe.
Sort of.
We'll go around the room. If Kaylee, if you decide you want to weigh in, just jump in here. Matt, you have gifts picked, right?
I have gift picked.
Yeah. Okay. Nate, we'll start with you.
Okay.
And we'll go this way.
So, first things first.
I'm the realist.
I'm the illest.
I think it's realist, not illest.
Dang it.
But, you know.
He doesn't know lyrics to anything.
I want a pair of First Light fingerless merino wool gloves.
Why do you want them fingerless,
and all
Nate?
The listeners said, hey, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. The listeners might start a GoFundMe for that.
Right. So.
Like, if every listener we have gave 7 cents.
I'm not going to recount the story, but I missed a deer. Because I missed an opportunity at a deer because I had mittens on instead of regular gloves.
You ever see A Christmas Story?
Oh, yeah.
You know how when that kid goes out and he's all dressed up and like he can barely move his hands and yeah, stuff? That's right. How I imagine Nate when he's deer hunting.
You had mittens on?
Well,
like a 4-year-old?
Well, it was like a...
Did your mom dress you?
The pullback mittens. You know, the gloves, the fingerless gloves that have the mittens that pull over.
Nate. Have you seen those like penguin beanies that have the really long ears that turn into mittens for your kids? That's what he was wearing.
Yes.
No, that's what he was wearing.
Yeah.
Does anyone listening to this knit? I don't want to revisit this, but I feel like we could have done a whole episode on you and your hands.
Yeah.
And your inability to use them while handling a firearm.
Right.
It's not great.
So good first pick.
First
good.
Light, fingerless merino wool gloves. Thank you very much.
Excellent. Or a pair of scissors. If you want to go the bargain route.
Sure. Yeah.
Matt, you're up.
So I would like a pair of waders that are comfortable and actually waterproof and that won't make me sweat to death.
Breathable.
Duck season. Yes.
Breathable waders.
Yep.
I don't care what brand. I don't care.
You do care slightly.
I mean, I'm just saying, as long as it fits those requirements, I'm not like tied to one brand.
The thing you don't want are banded waders.
Right. Because my banded waders, the ones that I have, the hand-me-downs, are breathable and but not waterproof.
You could essentially wear pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, you'd be comfortable if they were breathable pants. You'd be fine. You'd be in the same boat that you are with banded waders.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But so, any other breathable waiter, you're probably okay with. Rogers, Frog Dogs.
Gator,
the whole nine yards. That's a good pick. All right. Mine is, I'm up next. I'm into Sitka's t-shirts. I really like their graphic tees.
Right, right.
They make them in sizes that fit all body. Like, can we talk about this for a second in the outdoor community? Like Meat Eaters t-shirts, First Light's t-shirts.
Right.
You get like a 2X and it fits somebody that weighs 162 pounds. Like my wife wears an extra large in a First Light t-shirt.
Right, right.
It's unbelievable. So, no, that was not an insult towards you. That was how crazy skinny their shirts are.
They're very tiny.
They're like extra slim fit shirts.
Schmediums.
All of them.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what size it is. They're all schmedium.
Mm-hmm.
So, Sitka's graphic tees, their brand tees, fit. They make them in big sizes. They make them in tall sizes. I'm a big fan of those. So, and they have them for waterfowl. They got them for deer. They got them for elk. They got them for everything across the board. So nice. I'm a big fan of the Sitka Gear graphic tees, branded t-shirts, and or hoodies or whatever.
Right.
My turn?
It's your turn.
Cool. My first pick is the griddle that you got for the duck blind.
Oh, man. That thing
so
is pro.
Major.
It's a Blackstone griddle, 17-inch tabletop griddle. And you can get it on Amazon.
What? How much is it on Amazon?
This says $25, but that can't be right.
No, that's just for the cover piece. So I got it in a package from Gander Camping World, whatever the place is in Lake Wales.
Okay.
I don't know what the place is.
Yeah.
I had a coupon. I had a club membership. I had the whole nine yards. I got it for $70-something.
Nice.
So you can save some money on it. I think on Amazon it's $99 or $129 or something like that. We'll put a link to Amazon, but I would look around for it and see if you could find it somewhere else.
Right.
Cyber Monday.
Oh, no. It's $79.99.
Okay.
On Amazon.
Okay, cool.
I found it.
I think it was a little bit more than that when I looked at it on Amazon.
So it's a propane griddle, right?
Right.
So you have like a little hose and like a propane tank on the boat.
It's actually got a little extension that attaches the side of it, and it's got a, you just screw the little,
the
smaller tank right
portable
onto
propane
it?
Tanks.
Yeah, the portable
so baller.
But you can buy an extension kit to hook it up to your big propane tank on the porch.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So you could use it at home, like if you wanted to cook bacon on the porch and not stink up the house.
Or like sliders or something.
Yes. And it's a big time piece of equipment.
It's
like
awesome.
It's going to get a lot more use than just the boat, but it being able to be portable. The other thing I got was in the deal at Camping World, I got that bag and case with it.
Nice.
So it doesn't come with it on Amazon.
Nice.
So look around and see what kind of deals you can find.
Right, right, right. All I know is it cooks bacon and honey buns really well.
I was so impressed with how many things it could hold on a 17-inch flat top.
It's bigger than you think. Because
when I saw the Insta story, there was like lots of honey buns and lots of donuts
and
on
room.
It. And there's room on it, yeah. Right.
The other thing, Will would agree, to Will, formerly of the 2-Minute Will fame, would agree that it makes fantastic bacon. Like it just does a really good job. I seasoned it right and everything.
Right.
But we had the choice between the 17 and the 22.
Mm-hmm.
They were both in like this deal. But the 22 was a couple, I think it was $20 more.
Mm-hmm.
It also weighs about 150 pounds.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, like it's, this one's heavy. That one was really heavy, like heavier than I wanted to carry around or move
right.
or anything
well,
else.
Well, the griddle top is cast iron.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with that.
It's cast iron. A solid piece. That's a good pick, Em. And you haven't gotten to eat off of it yet, but I will make sure that I cook you something soon on that griddle.
Dang, it weighs 21 pounds.
That's what I'm saying.
I just scrolled down to the specs on it.
It's
I was
not
like,
a joke.
My gosh.
This is not a joke.
Not a joke.
All right, Nate.
So my next thing I want for Christmas is the Alps Vanish hunting chair.
Okay.
It's like a little chair that you can, it's like a turkey hunting chair, but it's got a back on it.
How much?
Like $45 or $50, something
okay.
like that.
All right, cool. Is it like a tripod?
No, it's literally a chair that you sit in.
It's literally a chair.
Literally a chair.
So it's got four legs.
Right.
Okay.
But
it's low.
Yes, it's very low to the ground.
Is it made for hunting?
Yeah, look.
This is not going to translate well. Okay, so it's like a low...
It's a low-sitting chair. It
looks like a camp chair.
Like a camp chair.
But it sits about 6 inches from the ground.
Okay.
And it weighs like 7 pounds, so it's comfy. It's pretty light, so you can carry it around. It's a great little like turkey hunting chair, or if you're into, you know, deer hunting on the ground or whatever. Yeah, I think it's $50.99 on Amazon, and...
You're down for that.
I'm down for it. Because sitting on a stool and against a tree is fairly comfortable. It's more comfortable than sitting on the ground. But just having that back, you can kind of sit in.
Changer.
Yeah, you can. You don't have to sit against a tree. You can sit in the brush or, you know, you got more options that way.
Do you know a lot about fall turkey hunting? Can I just change the entire show right now?
No.
Okay, because I didn't. I grew up and I always thought fall turkey hunting only took place on private land.
Right.
I guess we have a fall turkey hunting season in Florida.
Right.
And I've been covered up with, there have been days this week where I've seen more turkeys than ducks and seen a lot of ducks. Like, so I need someone to teach me about this. Like Justin Edmondson, if you're listening to this, I need you to tell me about the turkeys. Like I need to figure this out because I think I could have dropped some turkeys this week.
Right.
So
you could have had some turkeys for Thanksgiving.
I could have actually like harvested wild my turkey. Thanksgiving turkey.
Right.
And I could have had a wild turkey with wild turkey. Oh,
whoa.
All that. Matt, what do you got? What do you want for Christmas?
So my next pick does not have an Amazon link because I can't find one. I don't think this item exists.
Okay. So you just made up a thing.
I made up a thing that I want. This is a listener call out. If you know something like this, please at me on any social media or Cast and Blast.
Okay.
So I've been getting really back into recurve hunting. I've always been a bow hunter, but I'm getting back into recurve hunting. And I want an over-the-shoulder quiver that's quiet so that my arrows don't rattle around. And I want to be able to hold arrows that have broadheads in them. Those are two, in the archery community, those are mutually exclusive things for back quivers.
And you're talking a back quiver like Robin Hood.
Yes, like Robin Hood. Not like, it doesn't have to be leather, though. I mean, just anything that works like this. So I've looked on Three Rivers. I've looked on Amazon. I've looked at.
So you're putting this out there to the people of the Cast and Blast Nation. And
I need your help.
I need your help.
Help me, you're crowdsourcing this thing. Yes. If you can find it, send it to Travis or Cast and Blast.
And I'll get you in touch with Matt. Do you know how big the Venn diagram is of Cast and Blast listeners and Star Wars fans?
I would assume it's a perfect circle.
It's like a concentric circle.
It's basically a circle.
It's concentric. Emily is the only overlap.
Right. She's like the outsider.
All right.
Yeah. Always.
My next pick is something we talked about on the show before. And I have an older copy of this, but I'd like a new one. And that's the North American Conservation Model book. The Valerius Guy, Shane Mahoney book that they put together back in the 70s or 80s.
Right.
Like I think it's on like the fifth edition now, but I think that's a great gift. Mm-hmm. I think that should be on the gift guide. Like if you want to have something, I don't think it's going to be a page turner. You're going to sit down and like devour it in one night, like a good fiction or something like that. But at the same time, I think it's the kind of thing that we effort towards. And I think that's a good pick.
Absolutely.
So it's expensive. It's like 70 or 80 bucks for that book. It's not, they're not giving them away. What do you got?
Speaking of books, if you have little ones and you want to teach them about conservation, there's this smileoutside.com.
Yes, that's the website.
Yep. They do like a series of books. You can buy this conservation series one, and it's five little books that are illustrated to teach kids about animals and conservation. And 50 cents from every book sold goes to conservation organizations who create, protect, and manage healthy lands, waters, and wildlife.
And this was I found this because I want to get this for our niece and nephews. Niece and nephews.
Yep.
We have one niece and two nephews.
Right. It changes every 9 months.
It feels like they're on like a 12-month cycle.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to get this for them for Christmas. I think it's a great gift.
It's really great because it's five books in the series. So it comes out to about $5.50 a book. And then they donate some of that to.
And do you have the titles right there in front of you?
Yep. One is called Antlers. One is Ducks and Geese. One is Pheasants and Quail. One is Coyote Lost Her Voice. And one is Clean Water.
Yeah. I saw this on Facebook. Unrelated.
April Vokey actually is who shared this. The
nice.
Meat eater April
Vokey. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She shared this on an Instagram story that I happened to watch. Because only seen like.
That's the
Instagram
first Instagram story you've ever watched in your life.
Yeah, never watched it.
Well, it was April Vokey.
Well, I mean.
I'll watch yours too, baby. anyway, I thought it was a great gift. No, I circled awesome. It. And they're on sale, aren't they? I think they're like $28 or something right
By
now.
By the time this episode bucks. Airs.
It'll be over.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, keep an eye on those. Smile outside. Someone asked me, what are the show notes?
Right.
The show notes are basically, I don't know how to describe them. How would you describe show notes?
So if you go to iTunes and you click on the episode and you hit details.
There you go.
And then you hit show more after you hit details. Mm-hmm. This whole like paragraph where the stuff will pop up. And it'll have all of our social media links. It'll have all the stuff we talked about in the show with the links on that and stuff like that. So that's how you how you get to the show
and
notes.
And you can do something similar on Spotify and whatever else. If you're listening to this on our website, the show notes are directly above where you're listening to Grandpa.
Right. Okay, Boomer.
Yeah, ease up, Boomer. But no, they're basically, and we'll, on this particular episode, we'll say we're going to put stuff in the show notes a lot, and I forget. This particular episode, I'll make sure I go through everything.
Yes, there'll be a lot of stuff.
So, good pick, Kim. Nate?
So, sticking with books, I've got a couple of Capstick books on my list.
All right, let's hear them.
The Death in the Long Grass and I think Death on the Dark Continent is my other one. But I've read these before, but it's been a long time, and I think the Death in the Long Grass I borrowed from your dad.
You did.
And so, like, it's just been a long time since I've read them, and
you're
I want to own them.
Yeah,
like I just want to have them as just on my in my library. Death in the Silent Places and Death in the Long Grass are the two that are on my list.
Those are the best two. Yep. And then Meat Eaters is the third one I'd recommend on that.
The Man Eaters is Savo.
That's it. No, it's just called Man Eaters.
Just called Man Eaters. Okay.
Yeah, he goes through and like he does sharks and lions and everything that's ever eaten a man, bears and. But it's dated because it was written in the 70s.
Sure.
But all it's these still are dated. A great book.
Yeah.
Peter Hathaway Capstick. We talked about him on our authors episode way back whenever we did that. But he's one of my favorite writers. He was a little bit of a BSer, a little bit of an embellisher.
Oh, yeah.
But he was a big game hunter and game warden and control officer. So they did like cropping. They would kill animals to
conservation control them. Officer or something. Yeah.
He did all of that in Africa in like the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. And writes about his experience. And he's got a really funny way of writing.
Yeah.
It's really, but the Death in the Silent Places was almost like every chapter is a different historical game hunter. So that's a really unique book.
Right.
Like it follows Karamoho Bell in one. It's got, I forget the father of modern taxidermy's name, but the guy, Carl Ackley, who chokes a leopard to death with his bare hands.
Oh, nice.
It's a great book. It talks about hunting jaguars with spears in South America and, anyway, if you're looking for something good to read and just kind of check out, like you're,
just kind of,
there's no heavy lifting.
You just kind of dive into it and like immerse yourself in African hunting.
It's a really,
hunting.
Really, it's not technical. It's,
no.
It's very illustrative or.
Yeah. It's a story. It's very story based.
But like, true story.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good. That's a good pick. All right.
So my next pick, I will never receive as a gift because it's like $700.
Sure.
But it's the.
I was about. That's what my budget was, but now you've shot that all pieces. So.
It's the Sig Sauer P320X Compact. So it's a handgun. And it's about the size of a Glock 19. But the cool thing about this, like, series, the 320 series with Sig, is that what you buy, the actual gun that you purchase, is the trigger mechanism. So the serial number's on the trigger mechanism. And it's modular. So if I buy the compact size, I can buy a full size frame and slide and take my mechanism out of my gun and slip it into that and have a full size gun and a compact gun basically for just buying one gun.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool.
Like the frames and everything are like, you know, $400 or something, but it's way cheaper than buying a separate gun. So if you buy one, you can change the caliber. You can change out like a 40 caliber barrel.
So the same trigger mechanism
works for the entire platform, and they have all sorts of different platforms. And the X series has like a flat trigger and like an extended beaver tail and like really good sights. So it's been on my list since the day it came out. I've shot the regular 320 and it's amazing.
What are the sights called? Is it Nitron?
Yeah, something like that. Nitron sights. They're Pteridium, so they glow in the dark.
Yeah, they're
and
cool.
The front sight has a fiber optic thing on it. It's a fantastic handgun and I want it so bad I can't stand it.
Well, there you go. Just treat yourself. Yeah. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself, 2019.
All right, my next pick is a subscription service, and it's called Letterjoy. It has nothing to do with the outdoors. But it is historical letters written by Lincoln, Einstein, Roosevelt, Washington, and they mail them to you every week.
Whoa.
So you can do like a weekly, a monthly,
that's
whatever.
Awesome.
So you get a letter. and it was a letter that George Washington wrote, or a letter that Ben Franklin wrote, or a letter that Thomas Jefferson wrote. I think it's a cool
That's
idea,
really
especially
cool.
if you're a history buff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's a good gift.
Yeah.
Em, do you like that?
Yeah, that's cool.
It's like going back in time.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, there's all stuff that's published somewhere. I mean, this is a great idea. Someone's making money off of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that they're doing the logistics to mail it to your house.
Right.
It wasn't a super expensive subscription for, like, I think for a year was like $39 or something.
If oh, that's not bad.
So, very cool.
This
it's
makes
called
this
Letter
present
Joy.
Actually makes me angry.
Why?
Honestly, because it's like the biggest rip ever. That stuff is all free on the internet. You can just go look up the letters.
Yeah, but it's delivered to you as if they're writing to you.
In
but
like
they
the old timey,
they did.
They probably do it in
they
the old.
They do it on parchment.
Old timey paper with like they probably write it with like a quill.
Did you ever make a pirate map when you were a kid?
No.
Yes.
Did you ever soak it in tea?
Yes.
To make it look like
parchment?
I've done that before.
And then you burn the
yeah.
edges.
You burn the edges. You draw like a secret map on it.
Yeah.
So those letters are going to come like that, I bet.
That's what I hope they come like.
Dude, it's going to be printed off a
Word
doc. I
was about to say, if it's just like an 8x11, like...
It's going to look like George Washington sat down at a typewriter.
It's going right. to say, dear first name, comma, last name. Like
the
flow
codes.
From Excel didn't work.
Right, right.
Excellent. The mail merge.
Yeah.
The mail merge failed. All right, what's yours?
Oh, I'm next again.
Yeah. Dang. This is funny how this goes.
Yeah, quick. All right, so I do have a girly one. It's a sunscreen you can wear outdoors. It's by IT Cosmetics. Anti-aging armor tinted sunscreen, SPF 50, but it's like a universal color, so you don't have to know your color. It just blends in with your skin. Protect your skin if you're going to be outdoors, even in the cold weather. You can get sunburnt, right, Travis?
That's correct.
He came home sunburnt from 50-degree duck hunting the other day. So,
question, is it IT Cosmetics or is it IT Cosmetics?
I've Kaylee, heard it.
Do you have to weigh in on this, Kaylee?
Is it both? I'm pretty sure it's it. I've heard it as
oh,
it.
Oh, cat fight.
But
what?
Have Gilly and I ever had a cat fight in our lives?
We just smack like this.
Yeah, just like we're too lazy to have a cat fight. I don't have any other products, but I've heard it.
Do you
but I'm not like a makeup guru, so I'm probably not the right one.
Obviously, me either.
Yeah, clearly.
Well, if anyone out there could clarify that to us, but don't do that in a Facebook comment because I'm going to read it and not know what you meant.
Is it well?
It's pronounced it.
I'm going to look it up. Hold on.
All right. While you're working on that, did you have anything that we didn't cover that you
want
to add?
Yeah, I want a tent. A camping, like a tent, like a camping tent.
Okay. Because what came up in my head was like a mess tent, like that they used on MASH.
Oh.
Where everyone ate.
Like a big like,
yeah, like
pole,
you know,
tent.
300 by 20.
Yeah, yeah, no. No,
cafeteria
an actual
style.
Like, no, an actual like camping sleeping tent.
Okay.
That's what I want. Because I like to camp, and I like to camp when I hunt. And
now, do you prefer a big tent or a little tent?
Big tent. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you want room to move around. You well, want like a living room and a study, and if people come by, they can hang out here.
Yeah, and the infamous messed up deer hunt, I was sleeping in a two-man tent.
Yeah, by yourself?
It might as well be like a half-man tent.
Yeah.
It's they're so, they say two-man, but they judge that by two people in a sleeping bag sleeping head to toe.
Can I tell you what I want to know? I want to know Ranella's dimensions. Because I think everyone just kind of accepts that Ranella is the guy. And my guess is he's like 5'7", 120.
Let me run that through the research department.
Okay. But I'm just saying, I think that's what they build hunting gear around these
yeah,
days.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's not accurate.
They just assume that you're like super fit and skinny and just.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm blaming Ranella for that.
Okay.
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 So the two-man tent is for two Ranellas.
Yes.
Which essentially I
in
am.
In a mummy sleeping bag. Head to toe.
Right.
With no gear.
Right. Exactly.
So I was in that. I was thinking, oh, I could probably get my air mattress in here.
No way.
Blew it up. I got it in there, but like I was pushing the edges on both sides, and I had my bag in there, and that was like kind of pushing on the edge too. So condensation got in there, and some of my stuff got wet because it was touching the fabric.
You need like a four-man.
At least a four-man.
Maybe
if you're going to go two people.
Man.
Yeah. If you're going to go two people and any semblance of stuff, you need at least four-man.
Awesome. All right.
I've not been able to uncover his measurements, but I feel like he's about your size. If I was
for the listeners, I'm about 5'8", 150.
Yeah, I'd buy that.
I'd buy that too.
That looks about
He might
about
be a little
right.
taller. He might be 5'10". But I bet he's 160.
You have anything else you want to add, Matt?
I do.
What listeners need?
So in the spirit of poor workmen blaming their tools,
yes.
I want a 26-inch barrel for my VersaMax shotgun because I have a
Nate
28.
I would weigh in on that.
I think part of your problem is you were shooting a full choke, and you don't ever shoot a full choke.
I've been shooting a full choke for the last at least last duck season.
Okay, how many ducks have you killed with that full choke?
Fewer than I did with the modified.
Thank you.
Modified.
Thank you. That's my question.
But I like folding them. It's so much more gratifying.
Me too, but on that. How many ducks did I fold with a modified choke?
Well, you're a better shot than I am. Okay, so, but in that spirit, the 28-inch barrel for duck hunting just seems a little unwieldy, and it takes me a little bit longer to, like, you know, move with it. So I want a 26.
I think when you talk Florida duck hunting, short and quick is a is a word of the day.
Especially
I think a lot of people don't
every shot
that.
We got when we went the other day was a pass shot, like just really quick.
The
like,
days
like,
of really the quick. The days of the 36-inch full barrel is gone.
Now, I would like to offer some commentary on Nate's gun.
Okay.
Because he switched from whatever thing he could not hit the broadside of a barn with.
Okay, yep. I flew down this week because it's just easier. And so I used my dad's gun because I didn't want to fly
and
with my gun.
And you used an airplane to fly down.
Yes.
a dork.
I did not strap on a jetpack and fly down.
Were your arms tired?
Yeah, from flapping. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I migrated.
you're the only thing that did.
Yeah, right. So I use my dad's 1187. That's 30 years old. It's literally as old as I am. He bought it the year I was born. And I was pounding
you
birds.
Were like 5 for 6 on shots or something like that. Like
I think I shot 8 times and killed 4 ducks or 6 ducks, 5 ducks or something this week.
You were incredible.
Like I felt pretty good about my shot.
And with your Stoger, you can't really hit.
Yeah, my statement is you need to. For Christmas, you should tell your dad, hey, I've decided to trade guns with you.
Right, right.
I got you this new Stoger, and I'm going to take your old beat up 1187.
And your Stoger, when we're doing like shooting clays with really light loads, it doesn't like cycle.
It doesn't like to cycle. Yeah. You got to shoot at least an ounce and an eighth.
That's one thing I love about Versamax. No matter what you're shooting, that shell goes about 15 feet to your right.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's incredible.
It pumps them.
Em, do you have anything you want to add gift-wise that we did not cover?
No. The only other thing I had, like, in my brain was, like, the Bombas socks.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're, like, a hiker or an outdoorsman or a runner or a worker outer or just, like, a human, it's nice to have comfortable socks that stay on your feet. And the Bombas socks are expensive, but they're really nice.
And you can get discount codes for signing up for email. So it's Bombas.
Bombas.
The other brand that I hear a lot about is Darn Tough.
Yeah, those are on my list, too.
I would like a good pair of socks because one of the dogs chewed up my wader socks this week. But I've been looking at Bombas to see if they make something because what they have is no toe seam.
Oh, nice.
Which is the thing that always irritates you. And we got M some for Mother's Day or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you love them.
Love them.
Like they seem to be the
bomb.
That's
all I wear to work out in now.
The things I had that we didn't mention, we've talked about on the show before, is the AccuSharp sharpener. That'd be a great stocking stuffer.
Yeah, they're like $8 or something.
But the AccuSharp knife sharpener, you want one of those. Olokai flip-flops.
Yep.
I noticed my flip-flops are wearing down. So I get them probably every other year for Christmas. They come with a one-year warranty. So if they tear up in the first year, you get another pair free. So
I've had mine for going on 3 years now. And usually any flip-flop I've ever had, after about a year, I blow it out or something happens. But these have been...
Well, and I don't roll to the office every day. So I'm wearing flip-flops
a
lot.
Well, I wear mine
I'm rough on them.
And they're still in good shape.
And the other thing I had was a thermos.
Right.
You saw my Aldi. Did you see my Aldi thermos?
Yes, you did.
It's kind of big time.
It's nice.
Vacuum sealed $6 Aldi thermos.
It leaks, though.
But it started leaking after day 3. So I need a new thermos.
Go old school, man. Get a big old Stanley.
That's what I think I'm going to do. Yep. And I think I'm a bigger fan of the thermos than I am of the tumbler, the Yeti, any of that stuff.
Yeah.
I'll tell you why. It keeps stuff hotter. Because you only open it to pour some out and then you seal it back up.
Right.
Whereas the others, you kind of I think they release more through the lid.
Hmm.
This is a random update, but Steve Ranella's height and weight is the best kept secret in America.
Yeah, it's not out there.
I'm on page 3 of Google right now, and I literally found an article that says his actual height is unavailable. However, we can say, going by the picture, that he's average height and maybe average weight. I think...
Hold on, though.
It's a conspiracy.
Because if you look on his Twitter feed, there's a promo where he's in a pair of like women's pajamas laying on this couch. And he looks a little bit peckish to me.
This is what I'm saying. Dude is 5'7".
He's in great shape.
140, 150.
He's just a little slip of a guy.
He hikes thousands of feet every year, day.
Is there anything you need to add to this episode? Is there anything that you feel like the people are missing so shortly before Christmas?
No.
Okay. Thank you so much for your participation.
Thank you.
That was really a game changing.
You don't want to hear what's on my list because it's nothing like outdoorsy.
What was on your list?
So, no, I didn't like make, I'm just saying the things I want for Christmas are like,
what do you want
new
for Christmas,
boots,
Kaylee?
And like,
what kind of boots?
Gift
like,
cards.
Like Schnees?
No,
like some Crispies.
Like, sure. Yeah.
Like some over the knee.
Yes. I want over the knee black boots. Really bad.
Like riding boots. Like
and
English
maybe some
boots.
Like some sort of leopard print something.
Is leopard print back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Guys,
it's
if you're
a
listening.
Shame.
Yeah. So
ladies are shaking their head right now. Guys are taking notes.
I think leopard print is the new neutral.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like God, if that's neutral, then ugh, what's extreme?
And maybe a gift card to like get my hair done or something, you know?
Really?
Yeah.
Don't you get your hair done anyway, though?
I do, but it'd be nice to have a gift card for it.
So you basically just want money?
Yes.
Okay.
Always.
And a gift card to get her hair done would be less expensive than buying me that pistol. So.
Kaylee, would you like to close out the episode for everyone?
Stay woke. Golden Tea. So I will from head to heel. Sun comes up.